It's Helping Hand, HBR1 stations. Every Friday afternoon, we put the spotlight on an organization, topic, event that offers assistance to folks who are disabled or other people who are facing special needs or circumstances. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we're learning about the Ronald McDonald House Hawaii and how we can help them out. Ronald McDonald House Charities of Hawaii has a great public relations manager, Gene Davis.
Hi, Dave. Thank you so much for having me back.
You are welcome. It's great to have you here. Many of us are aware of the organization you work with. Provide a little bit more understanding on what happens.
Sure. Families who have to bring their children to Oahu for medical treatment that they don't have available to them back in their home islands. The child usually is in the hospital, but where do the parents stay? That need was recognized 28 years ago. The community got together and created the Ronald McDonald House so that these families, mainly from the neighbor islands, have a place. We do ask families to chip in $20 a day if they're able. If they're not able, we waive that. There is no socioeconomic type of restrictions or guidelines. All you need to do really is to be referred by a medical professional that can verify the child's condition. And when you think about staying in Honolulu for, say, 3 months, that can break a middle-class person as well as someone who has lesser means.
And you have guests who are staying there?
The average stay is about 10 days. But we have had families stay there for extended periods of time. For instance, a child from Kauai was born prematurely and needed to stay in the intensive care unit at Kapiolani Hospital, and the baby needed to be there for 2 years. So the baby spent the first 2 years at Kapiolani Hospital, and we took in the family from Kauai so that they could be near the child.
For 2 years?
2 years.
And their family didn't have a lot of money?
No.
Because otherwise, what do? You get a new job, you just move.
They took turns. The wife would stay for a while. The husband would go back and work.
It's a real picture that you paint there.
It changes a family's life, and it changes their world.
Two places, Hillside House and Oahu Avenue?
Right. They're both accessible to Kapiolani Medical Center. We do have shuttles that run the families back and forth to the hospital each day and evening. Put the two houses together, we have 17 guest rooms. There is another important program that we have, the family room, inside Kapiolani Hospital. It's open from 9 in the morning to 9 in the evening. It allows families who are spending all their time in the intensive care wards with their children to be able to take short breaks, go on the internet. There's a kitchenette, there's a living room, there's a child's playroom. It's staffed by volunteers 100%.
There's a lot of ways people can help you guys out. The Change devices, which take bills and anything, it's basically a donation portal that's on the counter at these restaurants. How many Ronald McDonald Houses are there?
There's 350.
So those portals, is it still as generous as it was before?
Yeah. This year, we're projecting over $250,000 in Hawaii through those Change canisters at all the stores.
The way that people can help you beyond making those donations locally, I know that there's a gala.
At the Sheraton, it was a super success.
So the stuff you need the most of.
This year, we're having a project. Our families in their guest rooms, it's not air conditioned. This year, we're going to be installing air conditioning in all the family's rooms, electrical upgrades to the house, installing the photovoltaic on the rooftops to pay for the extra electricity, and then installing air conditioners in all of the rooms.
Are there specific things you're already contracted you just need to pay for?
Probably the best thing that anybody could do right now would be to donate some cash.
If someone called you, you'd be eager to talk to them.
We're open to all ideas.
RonaldHouseHawaii.org, 973-5683. They're on Facebook. And you can email Gene, gd@rmhchawaii.org. And at HawaiiPublicRadio.org, I've got his email address, phone number, and the web address, full-length interview, and all of our other Helping Hand guests.
I would recommend folks go to the website because there's dozens of stories about the families that have stayed there, stories about the volunteers, information about how you can help, as well as a donate button.
And if people want to volunteer on the website,
there's fillable forms where they can actually fill out the volunteer application.
Public Relations Manager Gene Davis, Ronald McDonald House Charities of Hawaii. We should have you on before the the gala, or we'll have you on when you want to be on. But please reach out when you'd like to be on. And if I don't hear from you in a long enough time, I'll lasso you back.
Okay. I appreciate that so much, Dave. Thank you.